It's Going Public on KRCU, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. As celebrations for National Hispanic Heritage Month continue, the Crisp Museum at Southeast River Campus is hosting the exhibit, Estamos Aquí. The exhibit showcases modernized serigraphs created by 40 artists, many of which show the Latino and Chicano experience. And joining me in the studio is one of the exhibit's featured artists, Fidencio Duran. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Marissa, and it's a pleasure to be here.
So the exhibit is called Estamos Aquí, or We Are Here, and it can be seen at the Crisp Museum on the River Campus. And of the pieces that are on display, you all use the silkscreen print technique. What exactly is that?
Well, silk screening is a technique that was actually developed in Japan. And it was literally a silk screen, and they cut out a template to make the image. And that's the basis of it. The way this was done was that we used a photo emulsion to actually make the screen, because each color has to be pressed or printed individually, and you press it through a screen, literally. That's why they call it silk screen. You take a squeegee and you squeeze it, or you press it through the screen. Of course, the stencil blocks out what you don't want printed, and then you do that with each individual color.
Now, I saw your piece called Dejo Flores y Canciones, and it has very beautiful and vibrant colors. So why did you choose those particular colors, and tell me a little bit about that piece.
Well, yes. Dejo Flores y Canciones, which, as you said, translates to I will leave flowers and songs, is actually a phrase that I took from reading about a specific poet warrior who was a ruler in the Aztec Empire. And I thought it was very poignant, you know, that in other words, when I go, I want to be remembered for having left flowers and songs, which seems very peaceful, you know, a very peaceful type of attitude or approach to ruling or to being. And I thought that was very interesting. I really liked that. And then the imagery is based on a young woman's quinceañera, which is the 15th birthday party, which is traditional in the Mexican and other cultures as well. Mm-hmm. It's like a debut, you know, like young women have debuts, or they have little parties to introduce them to society. In this case, they're introduced as being,
a coming of age.
A coming of age, but there's also the correlation with the church. My niece, when she had her quinceañera, there was also a pledge to the church, or to your faith, not necessarily the church, but to your faith. This is my pledge. And then so it's part of the birthday, kind of the coming of age, as you said.
So the name of the exhibit itself, Estamos Aquí, it's a very simple yet powerful statement. What does it mean to you?
Well, I think it relates a lot to my work, because my work is drawn from my family's history, our experiences. And I think it shows that the Hispanic culture has been in this country, this part of the world, for a very long time, as have other cultures. But it's not always presented certainly in the media, in the movies, in the books, you know, and in the art exhibits. So for me, it means that, you know, these experiences have existed for a very long time. And with the help of serigraphy, we can make it more accessible to more people and to more places. That's what it means to me. My parents were from Mexico. My father immigrated when he was a child with his parents, and my mother's parents as well, during and after the Mexican Revolution. And our people have been in this country for over 100 years, my direct family. It's just, you know, up until now, I guess in the last 20 years or so, that you see more and more of the influence. And I'm amazed, you know, I travel regularly, once or twice a year. I go outside of the state, and I'm always amazed to see to what extent it has grown. I mean, I was in Washington, D.C. last week, in Virginia, and there's Latin Americans, there's people from all over the world that are walking around, and specific to Mexican people, they're opening little restaurants, they're living, they're working, and they're part of our fabric.
With that being said, going back to your work, what types of stories do we see from your own childhood, your own family experiences? Tell me about that.
Well, there's a variety of stories. I've done stories of, being along the cotton fields. When I was a child, my parents, my family, my brothers and sister, we lived as tenant farmers in Central Texas near Lockhart. And one of the main crops was cotton, and they picked cotton. You know, they picked cotton, and I was too young to do that. I'm one of 10, but I'm the third youngest. And so by the time that I was old enough to do that, we were no longer doing that, working or living that way. So there's images of working, a lot of images of working. There's images of family gatherings, get-togethers. I have one of spinning records, spinning 45s on the porch, you know, with the light on at night, in the middle of the out in the middle of in the rural area. So there's a lot of rural scenes, but always people together doing things, working. I have I did a painting of recalling when we used to butcher hogs for Christmas time, and you know, in those events, the families would get together, and they would all help, you know, because you need a lot of people helping you if you're gonna butcher a hog. You know, the mm-hmm. men are outside doing all the dirty work. Well, not the dirty work. I can't say that, but the hard work, the heavy work, and the women are inside doing the cleaning or whatever else is involved. And it takes a group of people, you know, to because you have to do it in one day. You can't just say, oh, we'll put it aside. And no. You have to do it when it's cold enough so that it's not too, you know, too many flies around, stuff like that. So it takes a whole group to do these types of things, or it, you know, in that time. So there's images of that. There's also images that relate to our church, not the religious aspect, but one of the things I recall very clearly was that we always had festivals known as Jamaicas, spelled just like Jamaica, and there were church bazaars. There usually were over a weekend, you know, and it was a little festival. You'd have concessions, snow cones, things like that, and then there was also, you know, little games. You'd toss rings over bottles, and there was always a queen. You know, the different young women would be the candidates, and they would sell raffle tickets, and you know, whoever sold the most was the queen or whatever. But it was a festival, and it was in a church setting, and it was very significant. I remember going to those quite a bit when I was a child. You know, and it was very significant.
So what else can we expect from the exhibit?
Well, I think it's very interesting because it covers it includes a variety of artists from different generations. There are younger artists, and then there's artists like myself. So I think it's very interesting to see the breadth of imagery that's in the exhibit. Things that are overtly political, socially minded themes. And others that are not, that they are, but they do it in a different way. And mm-hmm. there's a great combination of styles. There are artists that use photography, artists that don't use photography, some that include text in their work, some that don't. So I think it's, and also, you know, there's a lot of work by women artists. And it seems to be a pretty fair representation. I think they did a good job, and we always did, of making sure that there was an equitable amount of different backgrounds that are in the exhibit.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.